Well, it happens. You know, you're not prepared. Basically, I would say the country is not prepared to see us collapsing in such situations, but you know, it's part and parcel of the game. You've got to take it on your stride and move forward. We know as a team, we've been doing really well throughout the season, and it's just one of those matches where you completely collapse, and you know, it wasn't a disappointing performance, but there's a lot of learning from them. See, currently in this situation, you should be ready to bat at any number, because it's really important to play in the team, the competition which we have right now. We can't give any reasons of batting at any particular number. So, yeah, it's really important to for us to be focused and not to cry about we haven't been batting in the similar position. But experimentation is something we are looking forward to, and hopefully we get a good, you know, number for each batsman. And yeah, this is the time we should try and experiment things, and hopefully it will work out in the future.
How do you look at Bumrah's performance in the second half of the Nigeria? Maybe slightly lacking in the ball, maybe some
Yes, I've been playing him in the nets, and he's same as usual. He's been sharp, he's been bowling really good pace, and yeah, he's the same old Bumrah we've been talking about. Nothing has changed in him, and I don't believe that I need to talk something extra about that.
I think you played with Glenn Maxwell 2 years ago at Delhi. Can you talk through what he was like for the team? Are you surprised that you're not coming up against Glenn and that he's not on this tour?
Yes, he's an amazing lad to play alongside. He's a very good team man. He motivates all the youngsters when he was there around. And there was a lot to learn from him, being an all-rounder himself. He always wants to perform for the team and see to it that the team ends in a best position. And see, I don't know about any selection process in Australia, but as an individual, he's a great man to be around, and there's a lot to learn from him. His attitude towards the game, even if he performs, even if he doesn't perform, he remains the same, the way he is, and I really love his attitude towards the game.
Cricket is a mental game. Are Indian games accepted?
Sorry?
Cricket is a mental game.
Mental game.
Cricket is a mental game. Are Indian games accepted?
Cricket is a mental game. So, is the
Yes, when you are at the highest level, it's more mental than skills, because when you play with the best team in the world, not one of the best teams in the world, it's really important that mentally you're very strong, and you need to be really good in your preparations and routines. So we see to it that during practice session we do whatever is required very correctly, and so that everything reflects perfectly on the match day.
Isha,
what kind of mindset do you come into a game like this? Because you've beaten in all the departments that even Kohli said at the presentation. Down 1-0 in a 3-match series, and possibly you are carrying a 2-strength squad.
See, we've seen that in the past as well. We were 1-0 down against West Indies as well. So it's not that we have lost the series. We can still come back strong, and that's what we discussed in the dressing room after the game. We need to back ourselves and believe in ourselves, and also in our teammates, that in pressure situations someone would stand out and see to it that they take the team through. And as you rightly said, that we didn't do that well in all the three departments, and there's definitely a lot of areas where we need to work on, and yes, we'll come back strong in the next one.
Thank you.
Thanks.